Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, happy Wednesday, and welcome to Divine Connections. This is Sue Fields Del Amante, and I am joined tonight by Lynn Bleasdale. Hi, Lynn, how are you?
Hi, yes, Sue. I'm not dead yet. I'm still battling this flu, but I'm still in the land of the living, so I'm very grateful for that. How are you doing?
I'm in there getting a little bit stronger every day, recovering from my carbon monoxide poisoning, but still shows little signs, but I'm getting there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so glad you're still here, Sue.
Ew,
life tries to get you, but hey, you keep ducking and weaving, eh? Yeah.
Had a couple of legs at points over the last 2 years, and it just wasn't my time.
Mm-hmm. Exit points, yeah. I think we all get them, eh? And
definitely.
And you're like, oy vey, I'm so tired. But then you think, well, no, I'll live a little longer and just learn some more stuff.
Right.
Oh, we are silly, silly humans, aren't we?
Yep.
But anyway.
Okay, so tonight for our topic, we are going to go into how it's been said that change is the only constant that we have in life, and how do we roll with the changes when they're scary and uncomfortable? And Lynn, how do you deal with frightening changes when they come your way?
Well, I'll tell you how I used to deal with them. If it was something, you know how you sort of, it's like if you want to make the gods laugh, tell them your plans. You know that feeling?
Yeah.
Don't tell the universe because, you know, I've made a plan. And when change would come, you know, the thing I was expecting didn't happen. And it was, I had to do something different. I used to fight like a silly bugger, pardon my French. And then I guess about 2010, I was going through like just one of those ridiculous situations where no matter what you do, you're getting blamed, you're getting crunched down, I thought life had just like giving me my walking papers. It's like everything I tried was turning to mud. And then I joined the group that preceded this radio network, the Sacred Embers, and I met some really awesome people, learned how to meditate, learned how to listen to my spirit guides. And the first message I got in meditation when I first tried it was, you are loved. It came to me just like that. And it's exactly what I needed to hear because I was feeling pretty persecuted by the universe. And ever since then, I hear from my spirit guides, when things get weird, they say to me, just trust. It's the message I get all the time. Just trust. Easier said than done, right, Sue?
Definitely.
Yeah. But I love the line from the writer Hunter S. Thompson, who says, when the going gets weird, the weird turn pro. And it's been, you just have to roll with the changes. You can't fight them. You just end up wearing yourself out, and it's no good. But, I listen to my spirit guides who say, just trust. Once I started doing that, things turned around. I was guided to the next places I needed to go. So when you trust, and even though it feels counterintuitive, try just trusting that spirit has a reason and a meaning for you. And whatever you're going through, there is a spiritual reason for it. It may not make sense in the physical world, but it makes sense in spirit. So just trust that passage and see if it's a change you want to, like you're with somebody that you don't want to lose, but maybe you do. Maybe that's what is best for you. And we don't really know all the time, right? So trust spirit. Just trust. And I just was reminded of that gorgeous little prayer, the serenity prayer. Grant me, great spirit, the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Yes.
That's made all the difference, is trusting. And that's what I've got about that, Sue. How about you?
Well, like most of us, when we get hit with these crazy, ridiculous situations, I used to have really bad panic attacks.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, horrible, debilitating panic and anxiety attacks.
Yeah, you think you're going to die.
Oh, they're horrible.
Yeah, they are. They really are.
I came to the realization that it was because of the way that I was raised and I was beaten down my whole life.
Oh,
so I had to remove myself from that and figure out, okay, now is this me or is it something else? And I would push that panic away, deep breathing exercises. There's still times that things come up and I get freaked out and cry and why me? And but I've learned more, live in the moment.
Yes, very good.
Is this affecting me right now? How is this affecting me right now? Don't worry about yesterday. And if it's not something super major, don't worry about tomorrow. Deal with it right now. And
exactly.
If you can deal with it right now, it ends, and you don't carry it over into tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I call on Mother and Father God and my angels and my spirit team and just tell them I can't or won't deal with this right now. I need your help. And it's made all the difference in the world for me.
The help comes, doesn't it?
It sure does.
But you know something I've noticed, Sue? We ask for the help, but then we have to let go of our expectations of how that's going to arrive. Because if we don't let go, we're still doing it our own way and not letting spirit or the universe help, you know?
Definitely. We can't say, help, take this away from me, but then still expect to have control over it.
Exactly. Exactly. And really, what have we got control over except our own responses and our own free will?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. That's it.
And change really is, isn't it, inevitable? Like there's nothing, change is the only thing you can count on, really. And I just like trusting spirit that, the change is for the betterment of your soul's growth. And generally it is, eh?
It really, most of the time, I would say the majority of the time, it is. We have life that we learn out of every single experience, negative or positive. And if we can just accept the change as another life lesson and see what we're going to learn from it, and then take that lesson and run.
Absolutely.
It might look like the darkest hour, but there is going to be something positive that comes out of that darkest hour. Because what do we get with storms? We get rainbows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, we have bees out there that are horrible stinging creatures that produce honey. Out of anything negative, we can find something positive.
Absolutely.
And we have to go with it. We can't fight it. We have to accept it, learn our lesson, and move forward.
You got it. That's well said. Yeah. And it's easy to say that, I guess, just say it. And there's people going through changes that are life, they're just not easy changes to go through. The death of a loved one, losing a job. And not all change is negative, but even the positive changes can cause stress, Starting a new job, making a new relationship with someone, they're all, every time we do anything in life, it's a risk. We can get hurt, but you can't give up. And something I've noticed in relationships, too, is that there's a show that was running in Toronto for the longest time, and it had a great title, I Love You, You're Perfect. Now change. And that's so common, isn't it?
Really,
you get with someone and why are you doing that? Were you doing that when I met you? Yes, you were. So why should I change? You know what I mean? It's but we do change, and any kind of relationship causes like a chemical reaction. You know,
yeah.
Anything that's worthwhile is going to change us in one way or another.
And change is fine as long as we remember who we are, we continue
yeah.
to love ourselves, and do what's best for us and our spirit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's beautiful.
Don't have any way.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's all meant to be how it is, and it's you know, I know it's easier said than done, but I
yeah.
think we both try to walk our talk. You know, we've both kind of been on that rocky path, but hopefully,
yeah.
you know, the view from the top will be amazing, even though it's been an uphill climb, and it's been rocky and rough. You know,
and,
we will get
and
there.
Getting sick of the muscle strain from up this uphill, up mountain climb. I need the plateau for a while.
Exactly. It's like, dear, whatever doesn't kill me outright, I'm strong enough. Thank you very much now. But it's everyone. Like, it might look like, you know, you're having the rough time and everyone else is like walking in fields of daisies, but everybody's going through something and everybody is having to make changes in their life that they didn't plan for. But trust spirit, eh, Sue?
That's all we can do. It's like the changes for me personally right now. I was my mother's caregiver for the last 5 years. She passed away in October.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have to do everything with her house, get her house sold, and then I'll be moving to my own home. So even though it's very stressful, I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm not killing myself to make the changes around here that need to be done. I
yes.
I handle it as I can, and
mm-hmm.
just a slow, steady pace, and keep a positive attitude, and the sun
yep.
will come out.
And I've noticed you, like, when you've been going through these things, Sue, how you went, once you aligned with the process, you were
mm-hmm.
a much calmer person, and it's really beautiful. I'm seeing you, like, getting on a path that is yours, and I'm really celebrating that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It's been a while coming, eh?
It's been a
yeah.
long while coming, and it was an extreme challenge going through it, but it was well worth it.
Mm-hmm. And you couldn't have fought it.
No.
There's nothing you can, there's like shadow boxing, there's nothing you can fight. You just got to take those changes and roll with them.
Absolutely.
And trust the spirit. Yeah, spirit knows.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is do that prayer. And the spirit, even though you may expect different things, the spirit of your prayer will be answered. And it'll be answered in a way that works for you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We have a couple callers waiting. Are you ready to get on some phone calls here?
I am ready, Sue, and I even have a pen that works, which is a miracle in this house, so I'm happy to get going.
Fantastic. I have two here, just in case.
Alrighty, then.
We'll go to our first caller. It's area code 724. Are you with us tonight?
Yes, I am.
And can we have your name, please?
Hi, girls. It's Shay.
Shay.
Hey, how are
I've
you?
Shay on before.
I'm okay. How are you, girls?
We're doing fantabulous.
Rolling
Great
with the changes.
Yeah. How can we help you tonight, hon?
Yes. To be honest with you, somebody brought something to my attention earlier today about them seeing me in a vehicle accident. And something, they weren't real clear with it, something to the nature of me hitting my head on the dashboard. So from how they elaborated, you know, to be a pretty bad accident. But
my personal vehicle is in the garage right now, and I'm not sure when it's going to be able to get out, shop-wise, like mechanic-wise. So I've been, you know, driving with other parties. I just didn't know if you ladies saw anything behind this, any truth to this, if this is something legitimately I need to be concerned with or not. Because when I do go places, 99.9% of the time, my two sons are with me. So it obviously, it's, this has been more than weighing on my mind and heart today.
Okay, when you started talking about a vehicle, before you even really got into it, I saw red.
Ooh.
So I don't know if the accident would be involved with a red vehicle, which is a possibility. So maybe if you temporarily avoided red vehicles.
Okay, I'm not driving in any red vehicles. Majority of the transportation that I'm in right now, a gentleman that helps us transportation-wise, it's a silver truck, to be honest with you. Accented maybe slightly, very little black.
Okay.
Shay, may I just ask a question, Shay, if I can interrupt?
Yeah.
No,
this was a psychic that told you this? Who told you this about?
Yes, so it was a reader earlier today, to be honest with you, yes.
Okay, thank you. I just needed to get that clear. Carry on, please.
Yeah, I am not picking up any negative energy, any fear, anything like that. Like I said, I saw the color red.
Mm-hmm. And so when I see red, I'm sorry, not the, when we're talking, when I hear red, I hear danger, alarm, alert. In my experience,
but it wasn't,
if I ever saw that.
Right. It was like vehicle red. It wasn't like red.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but I am not picking anything up on that. You
okay.
might just use extra protection when you go out. Ask for the angels to surround you. Ask for God to surround you with the white light and protect you from any accidents. What I do every day, every time I go out before I get into my vehicle, I ask Mother and Father God to surround me and my vehicle with the white light of the Holy Spirit and their angels. Protect me from accidents and mishaps. Keep me safe from negativity, evil, and harm, and allow me to complete my travels without incident.
Right.
So if you have a prayer that you can do, surround yourself and the vehicle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, but I don't see it. You might want to be a little more cautious, but I wouldn't be paranoid about it.
I guess why it did make me paranoid, and there's nothing to be sorry about. I mean, God willing, you're not picking up anything because there's no truth to it, you know. But let's hope. But the person who drives the truck, who's helping with the transportation of these last few weeks, I wouldn't say, I mean, not to be mean or unappreciative, I wouldn't say his driving is the best, per se, alertness.
I know what you mean. My husband was a horrible driver.
And I think this stems from some health issues he's had in his past. So in general, when I'm saying even outside of the vehicle, I don't think he's 100%. Again, not to be ignorant.
Right.
So then when this was brought to my attention, and I'm already on pins and needles when I'm in the vehicle with them the first place, and I'm thinking, because I didn't even ask the reader this question. It was brought to me.
And, you know,
all
of us will pick up different things at different times.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's possible that the other reader was picking up something, and that could have already passed. it could be, I mean, there's so many different things that it could be.
Right.
And if there weren't any major details, like, do not get in a blue car, do not go on this road, don't do this, don't do, I mean, it's just,
yeah.
I don't know.
All I got was my head hitting the dashboard, which makes me think I was a passenger in the front.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you
that's
know, and so.
Hmm. Lynn,
which
what are you picking up?
Even more alarm, because then I don't have control over that.
Absolutely.
A little bit. You do a little bit. Because I'm going to carry on with what Sue was saying about the color red.
Okay, okay.
What I picked up is that this chap that's driving you around, without being a backseat driver or a shotgun driver, you want to watch that he doesn't run red lights. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
That's the thing that I'm picking up. When Sue said red, that's exactly what I was getting here. So I'm not saying you are going to have an accident. I think having this warning is going to give you the equipment to be extra vigilant when you're driving with him and watch that he is paying attention to stop signs and red lights.
Now, not to interrupt you, I've been doing that, and he gets real, like, defensive.
Yeah,
like as if I'm, but I mean, I say it in a nice way because I do know his temperament, so I don't want him to feel less than a man per se, and he is much older than me.
Sometimes you have to say to heck with that. I'm sorry. The thing is, he knows what's going on, and he's scared. So the defensiveness.
I think so too. Yeah, I see the scaredness on him. Yeah. So
yeah,
I get exactly what you're saying. Mhm. Mhm.
Yeah. So be careful in your own mind and your own energy field. Don't create fear within that. This, and I think you're very wise to be vigilant with this guy, but, you know, keep extra vigilant. And to heck with the feelings, if he's about to run a red light or a stoplight, you yell out and don't worry about how he feels, okay? It's not anything to do with you. He's afraid because he knows he's kind of dropping the ball a little bit here.
Yeah,
Yeah, so, you know, be as loving as you can as a fellow human to him. But don't be shy about yelling. If he's about to make a bonehead move, you yell out, okay?
Right.
But be careful of creating fear where you don't need to have it. Because if you're running that fear, yeah, because you can actually create the situation with your thoughts. So you want to manifest safety around you. So you're going to think safety and use that manifesting that way in a positive way. There's a name that's coming up here, and I don't think I have it right, but it sounds like Kenny.
I'm sorry, did you say Penny or Kenny?
And well, Teddy could be Penny, but I'm getting like I wrote Kenny down, which is not to me a name.
Well, his name is Terry.
Oh, okay.
With a T.
I'll buy that. Okay, then that's what you need to be careful of, I think. All right, I totally would take that as the right name because written down it looks like Terry. I have terrible handwriting.
Right, and just not a concern for my safety and my son's, but also his and any third party on the road that's driving or even walking on the sidewalk. But obviously, you know, with myself and my son's being my first priority, that's a given. You know, I'm single, and if something happened to me, I mean, I have a 12-year-old and a 1-year-old.
Is it possible for you to use something like Uber or something for a while?
Not in our area. I live in the rural area in Pennsylvania. We don't even have a taxi service.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Yeah,
there's very little limited busing, but I can't take the car seat on the bus and see he's only a year.
Okay, well, you just want to keep Terry, like keep a really sharp eye on Terry. I have this awful feeling that it may be time for him to maybe retake a driver's test or see if he is capable, because that's where I get the weird feeling too. And I just say watch for red lights, watch for stop signs that he's going to run. And you're going to have to almost be his second brain in the car. But don't. As as women mostly, we are really afraid of hurting people's feelings or, you know, making them feel bad.
Right, and I'm appreciative. I don't want them to think I'm, you know what I mean? I'm not saying anything negative, but like, these are lives in the vehicle. And even my 12-year-old son is picking this up. So it's just,
yeah, and this is,
you know, not mom, being protective.
No, you're being perfectly beautiful, mother. But just the thing is, don't be afraid. It's his. He's hurt and he's scared, and that's perfectly understandable. But don't make that the reason. Like, don't you yell it out if you need to go. Hey, Terry, you're about to run that light. You tell him, and you know, let the chips fall where they may. It's better to say it and just don't worry about hurting his feelings right now.
Right.
We do send Terry love, and it's not that we don't care about the condition he's in, but your kids and you and he, your safety is more important than
right.
Etiquette, okay?
Mm-hmm, so, most definitely.
Yeah. Mother Tiger letter trip.
Do you see better transportation and coming our way in the near future?
Yeah. Sorry, Sue, I'm babbling away here. Have you got anything to throw in on that? I was just going to say, I would just, like, put the word out. Do you have a church group or anything like that?
No, I don't. I'm very limited family in the area, to be honest with you.
Okay. Well, you know what? Maybe take out a little ad looking for drive sharing, something like, or watch for ads like that.
I do get the paper, but I didn't think of putting an ad in. That's a good idea.
Yeah, give it a little, you can... Yeah, you maybe get it free or on Facebook, you know, within your community, social network and stuff like that. But it's not worth the stress you're going through every time you jump in a car. You shouldn't feel like you're endangered. Okay, it's scary enough.
And I do. We say our prayers before we exit the door, and then the whole time I'm, like, not talking because I'm praying silently in my head and watching him. And then in the back of my head, I have like a third eye watching the boys in the backseat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a full-time job.
Yeah, and it's too much stress. You don't need that. That's dreadful.
Yeah.
Gently, but do it. Make sure you make it clear and that don't endanger yourself. You know, I hate to hurt Terry's feelings, but if he is not a competent driver, you don't want to be risking your boys' lives.
Exactly, most definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, dear. Okay, that's my
lady.
On it, Shay.
Okay. Thank you both very much.
Oh,
and
you're
bless
welcome.
You and may spirit
best of luck
you
to you,
Shay.
Hon.
Oh, thank
absolutely.
You. I appreciate it. Good night.
Good night.
Love and light, Shay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're welcome.
Okay. Let's see. Our next caller is area code 613. Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Can we have your name, please?
Yeah, my name is Donna.
Hi, Donna. And how can we help you tonight?
I have a relationship question. I've been seeing this man named Chris since October. We also saw each other for a bit in 2016. I'm just wondering if you see things continuing, him and I continuing to see each other, and things getting more consistent or getting more serious or just seeing each other more at some point.
Hmm.
Okay. I keep hearing friendship. Let me see what I can get here.
Are you good, Sue? I can go ahead if you want.
If you got something, go ahead. I'm still trying to gather my thoughts here.
That's okay. Donna, the immediate image that came up with Chris is a wall. Are you a little more into a long-term relationship than he is right now?
Yeah.
All right. I wouldn't push him. I think if you don't push, it has a chance. But I think I get the feeling here, like when I get a wall like that, something is not, there's nothing, you're missing a connection of some sort to get to that next step. He's not on the ride with you is what I'm getting. And when Sue says friendship, I'd keep that rolling for a bit. See where it goes. I'm not saying you guys don't have the potential there, but I think I get a very strong feeling he is feeling a little too much pressure, and it's pushing him away, putting up that wall. So if you want this to turn into something, you're going to have to be very patient and wait. But if you want something to happen faster, then you may have to find somebody who's into it as you are.
I'm not looking for something to happen faster where we're in a relationship fast. I'm just looking for him and I to spend time together and it slowly develop. I'm not looking for to be in a long-term relationship tomorrow or next week. I'm just wondering if you see him and I like continuing to spend time together and things slowly developing towards something at some point in the future, which could be 3 or 4 months, and I'm happy with that. I don't have to have something tomorrow. So I'm just wondering
if
you see us continuing to see each other and things slowly developing into something in a few months, but it kind of building up to that because we're spending time together. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. You're wise to take it slow is what I'm going to say. I think if you, like, don't scare him. Because I think that there's a little bit of fear in him. Is he carrying baggage from a previous relationship?
It's possible.
Yeah. I don't think he's quite... the image that I get here is cleaning out old anger from a previous relationship. It's fear and anger. Give him time to get past that. Because I think we tend to carry baggage from previous relationships into new ones, and that's not good. So let him get over the fear he's brought with him. And yeah, I think if you can take it slow and not pressure him, I think you guys have a chance of it turning into more of a relationship type thing. But as Sue said, I think friendship for now is your best bet.
Yeah, so would it be pressuring him to invite him over to my house to see me?
Gosh, no. Not at all. And you'll feel whether there's resistance there. There's a song playing in my head right now. It's an old song from, I guess, the 50s. If you ask me, I could write a book about the way you look and listen and look. I think I'm messing the lyrics up. But the gist of the song is how to make two lovers from friends. And it's a cute little song. Just look that up on YouTube and have a listen. It's all there. I mean, I think you guys have the ingredients, but you're not ready to... Just let it be a friendship and let it develop naturally. It's like, don't force it. But, you know, I think two friends could become more than that over time.
So what I'm saying is if I ask him to come to my house, is that like pressure?
Oh, gosh, no, it's an invitation, but make sure there's no agenda there on your part. Like, don't make him feel like he's being lured into a trap or something. I think that's what he's afraid of. What I pick up on this guy is that he was in a bit of a controlling relationship. He's afraid of being controlled again. So you're going to have to be be there, but not... sort of in his hip pocket kind of thing, and maintain your own independence. Very important, because if he sees that you're okay without him, then maybe it's okay to be okay with him. You know what I mean? He just doesn't want you to need him. He doesn't want you to be in his hip pocket all the time. He had that before, and I think he felt very, very caged in. So respect his individuality. And love him for who he is, and I think you have a chance to create something very beautiful. But it's going to need patience, and it's going to need no pressure. So there you go.
But, so what do you mean, like, by no pressure? Like, as I said, as inviting him, wanting him to...
No, you didn't invite a friend over, right? Just the thing is, keep it friendship.
What is pressure?
Pressure is... having an agenda, like if you're inviting him to your house in hopes that you can get a romantic thing going, he may feel a little bit like it's a trap. And I don't mean that makes any sense. You know, it's not that you're going to hurt him, but he was hurt before, trapped before. He doesn't want to get that chain around. He feels like it might be a chain around his neck. And it's not your fault. It's nothing you've done from the past. But just remember, you don't want to be creating that same situation for him.
Yeah.
See, what are you getting now, Sue? Anything anything to kind of match that
I'm
up?
I'm getting a lot of the same thing, that it's going to be a long, slow process. I don't see even like 3-4 months down the road being in a commitment. Maybe towards the end of the year, it might be more of a committed. But I think like what Lynn is saying with the pressure, you know, when you're having conversations, of course talk about your lives and your what you like, what you don't like, what's important to you, things like that. But don't bring up relationship. Don't bring up marriage. Don't bring up, you know, oh, I want you to come over to meet my family. And don't make it anything that is going to make him feel like he, like Lynn said, trapped. But, of course, invite him over. If you want him to come over for dinner, you want him to come over to watch a movie and hang out and have a pizza, whatever, of course, because that's part of friendship and it's also part of a relationship. And just watch the signs that he gives you. If every time you invite him over, he has a reason and he's putting that wall up, you might want to just think about it again. Because he does have a lot of baggage that he's dealing with, like Lynn was saying. There's been a lot of hurt in his past, so he's gun shy.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel that if you are willing to take it slow in it, like I said, even if it's a year, you could move into a good relationship there.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting the number 10.
October.
I'm saying, yeah, I think 10 months kind of thing. It won't be 3 or 4. It'll be longer than that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's
the
journey.
I just want to know basically that he will continue to see me and be in my life. I don't need to marry him tomorrow. I don't need to live with him tomorrow. I don't, you know, I just want this to continue. Like, that's all. I'm just wondering if you see it continuing.
Mm-hmm. Friendship,
I see
for sure.
Continuing as a friendship for a long time.
Well, just as just us spending time together, how we have been, you know, because we have been seeing each other since October. So I'm just wondering if you see it continuing the same.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're saying, Donna. It's that it won't be what you're ultimately seeking yet, but with patience. I'm getting the image of like growing a garden. You can't just stick a seed in the ground and expect a tomato plant to shoot up. But if you're willing to let that seed grow, and if you're willing to take it as a friendship, because friendship is the best way to start. You know?
Just we're already kind of like, we're already more than friends, but do you see that continuing as seeing each other more than friends?
If there's no pressure, I get an image here. You know those cartoons where the guy runs through the wall and leaves a shape of themselves in the wall?
Yeah.
If you pressure him, if there's any pressure that he's sensing, I see that cartoon like, whoop, whoop, get me out of here kind of thing. And it's not, again, it's not you. You have to understand, you can't just like go, hey, back into another one. He needs to know that he can trust you not to hurt him that way.
But inviting him over isn't pressure then?
No,
not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Yeah.
No,
oh,
keep doing that. Enjoy it. Do stuff.
Yeah, because I really don't care to invite, like, to introduce him to my family. Like, not that I don't care for him. It's just, I don't, like, I'm very private that way anyway. I wouldn't put that pressure on him. You know, I wouldn't say, oh, we have to do this or we have to, like, I just basically just want to spend time with him at my house, you know?
Then you
like,
do it.
That's all.
Yeah, do
it's
it.
Just like
and don't,
friend over for dinner.
But do you, what's that?
It's just like inviting a girlfriend over for dinner. That's,
yeah.
You invite them over. Hey, come on over. You want to come over for dinner Saturday night? You know, it just be light and fun, and it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Make fun
yeah.
food.
So, like, I guess I'm just wondering if you sense that he's you see him interested enough to continue to want to, like, see me. That,
yeah, except that right now he can't
yeah,
handle
as long
anything
as
more than
light
friendship.
And easy. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's how he will learn to trust you, right? And it's, again, I have to emphasize, it's not you, Donna. It's fear from what he's bringing into it. So give him time, give him space, and just let that friendship grow naturally. And don't be surprised if it ends in something rather beautiful.
Well, that's good to know. That's a good... I like hearing
yeah.
that. That's good, yeah, because that's what I'm hoping for at some point.
Yeah, patience and nurturing and caring and being there. I don't think you're going to have to do any work because he may just, like, find you a comfortable person to, you know, if he can feel trust. It's just the big trust thing, right? He just doesn't want that collar put on his neck again. He doesn't want that chain around his neck is what I'm getting. So...
Is this like a recent relationship we had, like where you're saying he had a chain around his neck?
I'm just saying, I'm picking up past, like I'm picking up some troubled energy between a previous relation, in a previous relationship. And like he got out, he had to get out and he doesn't want to get in again and have to have that same situation. It's a control issue. Is what I'm picking up.
Okay. Yeah, so I don't know.
No, I wish we were, like, we're not really fortune tellers, so we can't really say that, you know, in October you guys are going to be hot and heavy. But we're giving you what we're feeling for it, and I'll just keep repeating, you've got to be very patient, let it develop naturally, don't push it. And I think then there's a chance that it could become something more than just friendship.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, so as I said, like I just, every time I've invited them over, I worry. I think, okay, is that too much? Like just,
wow. Oh, no.
No, fine. That's fine.
Yeah. And don't worry because that he'll pick that energy up and he'll misunderstand it, right? So you've got to cool your jets and be very calm and natural and laugh a lot.
Yeah.
Enjoy each other.
Okay.
Well, I hope that helps you, yeah. Hon. Give us a call back and let us know how it goes.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Well, maybe hear from you in October, eh? That'd be good.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Have a lovely night, Donna.
Okay, and our next caller is from area code 865. Are you with us?
Hi, yes, I am. I'm a first-time caller. My name is Lynn. I'm not sure how that's all you need is just my name and what my question is?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, my question is... do you feel or see a long-term relationship starting for me, soon or this year, sometime soon?
I am going to give you a great big yes, because before you even said relationship, when you said, do I ask my question, I heard relationship. So,
oh, I love that.
I am going to say, yes, you are going to be entering into a long-term relationship.
Oh, my gosh.
you are going to know as soon as you meet this person that it's the right one for you. I see like a group of people, so it's going to be a gathering that you meet at. Could be a party, could be whatever, but it's going to be in a group of people. I see like fireworks, sparks. So, I mean, the sparks are going to fly. You're going to know as soon as you meet this individual. And even though you're going to know right away that this is the one, still be cautious.
Okay. Okay.
Just enjoy the time that you have together. You're going to be able to talk a lot to this person about things that you've never been able to talk about before.
Oh,
it's
my gosh.
I see it being really fun and light, adventurous, everything that you're looking for, that you want.
Wow. It's like a dream. My God, I love it. Do you have a description of how he... Or, like, I'm a Capricorn. I just had a birthday last week. And, you know, do you feel anything, like, about his appearance? Or, and I just turned 62 years old last week. And so I'm open to younger or older. So,
I feel like he might be a little bit younger. Not a ton younger, but a little bit younger.
Right, right.
And I can see a big, toothy smile. Just one of those all teeth that just warms you.
Awesome.
An infectious laugh. So.
Oh.
Hmm. I don't know, but I'm saying, yeah, it's going to be sparks by it.
Oh, God, I feel it.
Yeah. Lynn, what are you picking up for Lynn?
I get the same optimistic feeling about a long-term relationship. I really do. Why I am getting horticulture event and greenhouses and Mr. Green Jeans, I would like to know.
Well, what was the first thing you said? I heard Mr. Green Jeans, so what was the first thing you said?
Well, I'm getting images of like a like Sue was talking about a party, right? And I'm getting like a party in like a greenhouse, like, or a solarium. And there's plants all over the place. I got Mr. Green Jeans. I'm not saying this fellow is going to look like Mr. Green Jeans, but he's got that sort of gentle, fun aspect to him. You
I love that so much. And
yeah,
I am, you know something? I currently live in California, but I'm moving to Tennessee. I'm moving down south. And I want a man who is kind of laid back, just like what you're saying, that sort of vibe, vibration, you know, kind of even the jeans and all of that. I love that. Oh my gosh. And very natural, the natural that you're speaking. Oh God, I love that. So
your light is really bright, Lynn, and it's going to attract, like, you can pretty much attract whoever you want. You've got a beautiful spirit, but I think this guy is just going to be so special. Now, Capricorn is an earth sign, if I'm correct?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm picking up, like, a cusp of fire and, like, a Leo Cancer, fire and water kind of thing.
Yes. Okay,
so
yes.
Close to the cusp, right?
Cancer,
Leo, Aries, Pisces kind of thing.
Okay.
Anyway, but if you meet somebody who isn't that sign, don't reject him on that basis, okay?
okay, I won't.
Now, the name Larry is coming up, but I'm wondering if that's somebody for you on the other side.
Larry. I don't know of anyone any relative that I can think of named Larry or Lawrence or anything like that.
Yeah, Lawrence. Yeah, it could be Lawrence. But anyway, don't worry. Just keep that name somewhere on your back burner and see. Geez, I wonder, would it be that guy's name? I don't know. Anyway, your spirit is just awesome. I think he's going to be so happy, you know. And just, while you're looking for this chap, I want to just give you like a wee bit of warning. Like if you may meet a few other guys, just watch for ones who want to sort of, I'm talking about energy vampires. People who see your light want to have it for themselves.
I've had that experience. I have had a lot of that, actually, in California, and I mean, it even began to affect me physically. And so I know exactly what you're saying, and I had to do a lot of work over the last year, spiritual work, and I know exactly what you're saying, and I'm very, very aware and very sensitive to that. Thank you so much for that. Yes.
It's going to attract all kinds of wildlife. So, you know, just discern between the ones that will serve you well. And But I think, Lynn, you've got such a lovely road ahead. So,
Thank you so much.
I don't know what this is. Yeah, this greenhouse thing, it's like if you get invited to like a horticultural event or a plant show or something like that, go to it.
Because
I'm getting a really cool image of like a greenhouse or a big solarium or something. And keep that Mr. Green Jeans image in mind because I always loved his gentle nature, and that's what
so
you're
did
going
I.
to find.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. When you mentioned Tennessee,
and I will keep you in touch.
When you mentioned moving to Tennessee.
Oh, I'm sorry.
When you mentioned moving to
Tennessee,
I could see a man like tipping his hat and saying, "Howdy, ma'am." So, if you need a cowboy and he tips his hat and says,
"Oh, I like it,"
laugh to him.
Thank you, gentlemen. Righty. Well, let us know how it goes. That's really fun.
I will. Absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm feeling everything you said. Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. It's just all inspiring. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
Thank you. You've brought a lot of love and light into our evening, so thank you.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you so much. Blessings. Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night, honey.
Bye-bye.
Wow, what a nice energy.
Heart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay, we got another caller waiting here from area code 856. Are you with us?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. Thank you for holding so long. How can we help you tonight, hon?
Well, I'm looking for work in my field, and I'd like to know if you see me getting a good job in my field sometime soon.
Are you in healthcare?
You know, I'm looking for a training manager position, and I just interviewed on the phone with a recruiter last week for a training manager position in a hospital, so... You might be picking that up, maybe.
That's possible, because I saw nurse, but then I saw healthcare, so.
Well, I've also worked, I do a lot of contract work with pharmaceuticals also, and I had an interview at the end of November with a medical device company.
Yeah. I'm going to say... Well, since it is in the medical field, and I saw a medical field, that it's going to come in for you. Just make sure that you're very comfortable with the facility and the position. If you're not comfortable when you have a face-to-face interview, then don't take it. And make sure that it's something that you can learn and grow from and help other people learn. And if it's a position like that, it's going to work out perfectly for you.
Are you picking up anything that could be wrong about the people or the position that you
Whenever you work with other people, you always have somebody who causes conflict. So you just have to be strong and confident and comfortable, and yeah, I think it'll all work out for you.
Okay. All right. It just sounds like you're picking up something maybe that's not a good. What are you picking up? Negative. Are you picking up something negative? I'm getting the feeling that you are.
Well, that's why I think that you need to be really comfortable and make sure, because like I said, whenever you work with anybody else, there's always, and especially in a group, there's always going to be those one or two that like to stir the pot. So
yeah.
Just make sure that you're comfortable enough and you're strong enough that you're going to be able to stand up to anybody like that. If you're not comfortable enough and you're not strong enough, then it's going to be an issue. But as long as you're confident in yourself and you're strong enough, it's not going to be an issue. It's going to be one of those things where they're going to come up and it's going to be like, Mommy, they were looking at me. And you just, you know, knock it off, go sit down, and you'll be okay. Yeah. It's just you're going to have to be strong, comfortable, and make sure it's something that you're going to enjoy and you're going to learn from.
Okay.
But I don't see any, like, major red flags or anything like that.
Okay.
How about you, Lynn? What do you have for Laura?
I'm scared of scaring Laura here because I wrote down just don't take a job that doesn't resonate. Is this something you're doing for money rather than your soul's urging sort of thing?
Well, you know, it's both. It's both. I like the medical field because I feel like I'm doing good when I train people or develop training, that I make sure that it's done right because I'm extremely meticulous with the details and follow through.
Because I did write down managing others and a big old check mark beside that. That's a strong suit for you. Sorry, Sue, were you adding something there?
No.
Oh, okay. Have you ever seen a show called The Office, Laura?
No, I've heard about it, though.
Okay. I think it was in, like, early 2000s or something like that. But anyway, there's a character in it named Dwight Schrute, and he represents every twit in every office that does his very best to make everybody's life miserable. And I think if that's maybe what Sue was just saying, watch out for a company that's got one of those. I mean, I think every company has one. But watch out for an overweening, like a little potentate. Just be careful of those guys. Because I see you causing like a jealousy against somebody who feels they should have more power than they do. So just watch out for that. You can Google Dwight Schrute, and you'll get an explanation that I can't really do him justice. He's a super twit, but he's also human.
I'm a strong character, and it's because I've been doing this stuff for so many years. I really know what I'm doing, and I will tell you that. Depending on who I'm working with, I tend to garner that kind of, I guess you could say, insecurity or jealousy in certain people.
Mm-hmm.
But I work
makes
very
feel,
well with strong people.
Yeah.
And
I guess
I have to
it
tell
makes
you, I don't enjoy working with the people that are not strong because they do make your life miserable.
Yeah, and they try to nail you in every possible way, usually. They want to, for some reason, they want to interfere with what they see you having something more than them, when it's actually just hard work on your part and attention to detail and whatnot. They think you've got something that they should have. And so I would just watch. That's, I think, what Sue might have been picking up too, is just watch out for those types. Don't let them get up your nose, because they will try. But what I want to ask you, Laura, is do you have any urge to do anything artistic, creative? You ever had that?
Well, I am artistic in creative, so
don't,
yeah, I mean, I do. Why?
Okay, the reason I'm saying that is because it's all great. Do the work that makes you your living. We have to pay our bills and whatnot. Don't let that artistic light go out, okay? Find time to do some work. Find, whatever your medium is, you do that. Do some artwork as well. Okay, some kind of creative work. It may not be like paint on canvas. It may be sculpting, stained glass, whatever your medium happens to be. But don't let that fire die within you. Even if it's just a hobby, I see it turning into a sideline for you. Like as in selling your work. Okay, so don't give up on that.
Yeah, I understand now, but you guys got me worried about the job. I really do want to work with strong people, individuals that are like-minded.
Don't quit your day job. I'm just saying don't lose that artistic aspect of yourself, because I think that can turn into something for you, a little sideline, little side business, something. So don't let that go out for you, okay? Keep that little artistic thing going on. As you work, you know, do that kind of work. It's almost left brain, right brain, but don't give up your artistic side and our creative side, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome, hon. Call us back and let us know how it goes, Laura.
I will, thank you.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Hon.
Okay. Thanks, Laura.
Or a thing.
Well, no, I think she's going to do fine. Like, I get it.
I think she is, as long as she's strong.
Yeah, she's going to rock them. Yep.
Absolutely.
But, you know, those people can really, they can do it to you if you let them, but. Oh, well. Yeah. It's how we create our inner warrior, right? Just standing
That's
up
right.
to that stuff. Yeah. Don't mess with me. Okay.
Okay. Want to take another call?
Oh, yeah.
All righty. Area code 504, are you with us?
I am. Hi.
Hi. Can we have your name?
Mary Lou.
Hey, Mary Lou.
Mary Lou. Thank you for holding so long. How can we help you tonight?
I was wondering if I could get a message from Spirit without asking a question. So it's whatever Spirit wants me to know.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see. I'm getting a lighten up. Don't be so hard on yourself. Have more fun. I'm getting a picture of flowers. Do you like doing gardening?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because I got a real big picture of flowers. Do you like to write? Do you keep a journal?
Yes.
Okay. I was writing also. Okay.
I love journaling.
I don't know what this means, but I'm getting a little bit of confusion for you. Like, you've been throwing something back and forth in your mind and you're not really moving forward on it, kind of standing still. Yeah. But deep down, you already know which way to go with it. So follow your gut. But you really, you're such a loving person. You have to give yourself more confidence, more faith in yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. Be more childlike. It's like, smell the flowers, enjoy everything around you more. Really look at, if you're outside and you see a tree, really examine the bark on the tree. You know, look at all the little things and really feel it and enjoy it and lighten up. Don't be so serious and driven all the time. Have more fun.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, but you need to clarify one thing.
Okay.
I guess there's a lot of things that I'm in confusion about, but can you specify if it is
a relationship, maybe?
Relationship or project?
I'm hearing relationship.
Am I doing the right thing there?
What do you think? Deep down in your gut, what do you think?
I think I'm bonded with a difficult person.
And that's.
And they're still there.
I think you got to concentrate more on you.
That's my plan.
Yep. Spend more time on what you like, and the heck with that person if they don't agree with what makes you happy. Nothing makes them happy, so on them. Live for you.
Well,
you,
that's my plan.
Yeah, you're the most important person in your world. I can't say that enough to anybody. You are the most important person in your world. Do what makes you happy, what your spirit calls for. You do it. Of course, we don't want to hurt anybody along the way, not intentionally. But if that person feels neglected because you're living your life, too bad. They can shape up or whatever. But live your life. Don't be chained down. If you're not happy, you can't make anybody else happy. You have to love yourself. You have to be happy yourself alone for you before you worry about anybody else. And it's like a mud puddle is always going to be muddy. It's always going to be dirty. No matter how much water you add to the mud, it's going to be dirty. So don't waste your time watering the mud. Water your flowers.
That doesn't sound confusing at all. Because that's exactly
I'm sorry?
What I'm doing. You said I was confused. This is exactly what I'm doing. It doesn't sound like I'm confused. This is what I'm doing. Does that make sense?
Well, maybe the confusion.
Can I just talk in a riddle?
A little.
You said I sounded confused, but all the things that you're telling me I'm already doing, so it doesn't sound like I'm all that confused.
Right, no, but there'll be times when you're doubting, should I really be doing this or should I concentrate on that person more, try to help that other person more and, you know, not really do this or do that. Where the confusion comes in. Yeah, you just concentrate on you and live a lighter life. Enjoy
yourself. Absolutely.
Yeah. but that's what I was picking up for you, Mary Lou. Lynn, what do you have for her?
The first thing I get from Mary Lou is gift wrap box with a big bow on it. And it says, don't underestimate your service or value to others. You are a gift, and you need to see yourself as that. Respect is a two-way street, and you need to get a 360-degree view of your situation. Don't be afraid to pay attention to the dark side of it. It's not as scary as you think. But the thing is, just don't focus on all the good and ignore the things that are not good, because they won't go away over time. It's like that mud puddle analogy from Sue. But just be very, very careful. You are not giving more than you are receiving. And I will repeat, respect is a two-way street. You've got to get it. I mean, if people want to receive it from you, they've got to give it. And you're going to have to insist upon that. That gift is you. That gift is what you give to others, and you do give. You are a beautiful, giving soul. Just make sure you're not doing that thing that the Bible says, like casting your pearls before swine, because there's no point. If you have a choice between feeding a bad relationship and feeding a good one with yourself, choose yourself. I really resonated with everything Sue was saying. And the name either Janie or Jamie is coming through for you.
Okay.
Okay.
All
but that's
right.
That's what I'm getting for you. Don't let people use you as a doormat. You know, you are a gift to you know the people in your life. Make sure that you are valued in your services to them. Don't like just become a doormat. Okay. That's what I've got for you, Mary Lou.
Yeah,
it's just not as those dark sides. The dark side is not that scary, and don't be afraid to look at the whole aspect of everything, not just the things you would be afraid to lose if you lost the relationship. You'll be fine on your own. Like that phrase, "A woman without a man is like a fish without a bicycle," comes into my mind. Okay, no offense to men, but you got to be okay just being you, and then you'll really have something. Okay, but
I'm in a custody battle with my ex-husband, and I keep being nice, but he's not nice. And it's amazing that you're absolutely right. The whole thing about divorce and all the time through divorce and now is relearning over and over and over and over again how not to be a doormat. There's some kind of balance between trying to live the golden rule and do good by the goodness in that. Feeling like you're on the underside of a bus.
Stand strong. Absolutely. Yeah, you see it. You know it. But it's scary for all of us.
Did I just get jumped on again? No, I see it. I see myself setting myself up over and over and over again because I keep thinking that if you're nice enough to people for an extended period of time, eventually something good will rub off on them, but it doesn't.
Sometimes
not always, no.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but I commend you for being the beautiful soul you are. You're walking through the world in love, and that is perfect. But not everybody is going to, like, a lot of people don't like that light. You find you pull a lot of, I won't say enemies, but people that want to nail your head to the floor kind of just because they don't like your light. It scares them because their light, their vibration is low, right? So you're fabulous. Yeah, don't waste your time with these. If they don't respect you back, then, you know, just go all Spock on them. Just go neutral, go all Vulcan, and just, you know, don't let it in.
Absolutely.
But, I hope you don't mind the Star Trek references. I am a self-confessed geek.
I just said something to a girlfriend about this tonight. You know, it's a lesson of learning how not to be emotionally attached to comes at you. And if you are attached, you react, they getcha. But if you just
well,
watch
the Buddha
it come,
tells us, yeah, it's said in Buddhism that suffering comes from attachment, and it's very true. You know, so.
So if you understand that something bad just came at you and it's kind of comical, you don't have to react in a negative way that it was meant to hurt you. You know,
that's right. You have free will.
Right.
You have free
right.
will, and you choose
you
your reactions.
But you have to be somewhat in balance, or else that same thing will come at you, and you will totally, like, come out of a bag about it. And
yeah.
It takes some kind
and
of balance.
And it is said, too, yeah, it's also said that the lesson will be repeated until it is learned. So, yeah, watch out for the patterns that are repeating in your life, and you have the strength to change them. And, yeah, get loose from those lower vibrational beings. They are learning through suffering right now, and you don't need to suffer to learn. You personally, Mary Lee, you don't need to learn through suffering, okay?
I'm writing that down. I'm going to write that for.
Well, I'll tell you
me.
What, get a copy of The Seat of the Soul. It's probably available on Amazon secondhand or something. Gary Zukav. That's the book I'm quoting from, and that book will blow your mind and change your life.
Yeah, I found it like 20 years ago.
Yeah, it was on Oprah. But hey,
yeah. I found it on Oprah. Yeah.
Yeah. But don't let the you-know-whats get you down, okay? You stay strong and beautiful as you are, and just let your light shine.
That's my plan.
You got it, and you're going to do fine, and you are a gift. So don't let anybody just treat you bad, because you don't need that.
That's the way I feel about it.
Good for you. I love that. All righty.
Well, thank you.
Well, I hope
you're
we were
so
able
welcome.
To help. That Mary Lou.
What?
Yeah.
I hope we were able to help you a little bit.
Yeah, you know, it helps when you don't call up and ask questions and tell your problem and you hear what someone's picking up off of your energy.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It just sort of validates. Yeah, that's what I'm working on.
You're on the right path. Yeah, definitely.
Yep. But please give us a call back and let us know how it goes.
All right.
All right.
You
have a wonderful evening.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Mary Lou. Love and light to you.
Thanks.
Okay. I think we got time for one more call.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that went fast, eh?
Yes. Looks like we have a Skype caller calling in. Are you with us? Hello, caller. Are you there?
Maybe we've put them to sleep. Shall we keep them open and... they went away.
Okay, let's go on to another call then.
954, yeah. Okay.
Area code 954, are you with us?
I'm here. How are you?
Good. Thank you for holding for so long. Can we have your name, please?
My name is Yvette. How are you?
Good.
Yvette.
How are you, Yvette?
I'm good.
You talked to Yvette before.
Yes. I usually would call in when Jan on Fridays.
Okay.
Well,
we
had so many good people on the team, we had to open another show up. So,
there you go.
Thanks for calling this one. And Jan is still on Fridays with Ryan and Shannon.
Oh, okay, because she does post, and she posted this one, and I said, all right, let me try Wednesday, see if I'm available. Anyway,
same team, yeah.
Whatever the cosmos has for me today.
Whatever we have for you. Okay.
It's a new year, new stuff.
Oh,
new year, new beginning, new adventures.
Absolutely.
Trouble. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Do you have anything yet,
Lynn, for Yvette?
Yeah, yeah, I'm getting some stuff here, right here. I'm getting an image of a vehicle, and I'm picking up that there's some travel down the road for you, Yvette. Are you planning any trips or anything? Are you planning to travel?
Not of particular. It would be nice.
I think you should. It looks like a road trip. I drew a picture of a car. And I drew a picture of, the car is an open car. There's two people in it. And the one person is like, you know how Mary Tyler Moore in the opening of her show would throw her hat up in the air?
Yes.
It's like, I think what that image is giving me is that a feeling of total freedom for a little while, like road trip kind of thing, you know? So if you haven't got plans for that, Yvette, I would totally like do that. I think a road trip might be good for your soul, and I think it's going to take you to some new adventures is what's coming in. You're going to have like some adventures, and not of the bad kind with like tires going flat and stuff. Good adventures, fun adventures, the kind that like to have. Yeah, so if you have an opportunity to travel, grab it and do it, because I'm getting that, like, hat throwing in the air and a feeling of kind of giddiness and liberation. It feels great, and I love it, and I actually want to go on the trip with you, okay? So let me know if you have a back.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah,
okay, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, you're not in your mountains, are you? Or can you get to a mountainous region? No?
I'm in South Florida, so I'd have to push my way up to Georgia.
Yeah.
Road trip.
Well, then never mind. Never mind. It might be just that the mountains are there as part of the adventure, but take that trip if it comes down, because I feel like it will be really neat, and it will actually connect you to some next phases in your life. Like, you might meet somebody really cool, but I do get adventure. So I'll get you over to Sue real quick because we're running short of time. But
okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Travel, yeah, very much so. Yep.
Okay, it's funny. I was writing as Lynn was talking too, and I was writing pretty much the same thing. Time to spread your wings and soar in new adventures.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, good. New year, new adventures.
Yeah, concentrate on a healthy lifestyle.
Okay,
if there's
good.
Anything that you need to change with your eating habits or anything like that, now's the time to concentrate on that too, because that's going to make a big difference.
Good. Okay. Thank
that's
you very much,
getting,
ladies.
Yeah.
Lovely to hear
that
from
sounds
you,
wonderful.
Yeah. We always love hearing
thank
from you.
So much.
We're getting to know your all voice. Right. That's lovely. Yeah.
Thank you so much, ladies.
Yeah, give them a call. They've got a couple of new folks on their team that you haven't connected with yet, Ryan and Shannon, and they're fabulous. So give them a call Friday. And then Doreen, DC and Eileen have their show tomorrow night. So you've got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for free readings.
Yeah, very good. Wonderful. Have a blessed
new
year. Thank you.
You have a great night, hon. Thank you for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Woohoo, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Okay, we're down to 5 minutes. Do you want to try to squeeze in another real quick call? Or
if you like, we can go. I'm getting things pretty quickly tonight for some reason. So.
Okay.
Go for it.
We'll go with area code 917. Are you with us tonight?
Yes, I am. Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Can we get your name?
Yeah, it's Lisa.
Lisa, hi.
And, yeah, I wonder what you guys pick up for me. And, the question is, we're going through an accreditation period, and I wonder if you see that going through for us.
Could you, Lisa, do you mind just what do you mean by accredit? I can't even talk. What does that mean for you?
Oh, just some changes at work.
Oh, okay. All righty.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. What are you getting, Sue? Anything?
Okay.
Or what do you see for me, and what is that?
The changes that you're going through at work, Lisa, is it calling for you to speak up more, give your opinion, talk more?
Wow. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Because my throat's even clogged a little bit. I'm getting that you need to speak up, say exactly what you're thinking, exactly what you're feeling. Don't be rude about it, but be more assertive, more forceful in getting your voice heard. You're not being listened to enough.
Right.
So you really need to work on that. You can be, you're a sweetheart. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
too. So you need to tone down that just a little bit at times and bring in a little bit of the vinegar with the sugar so that they're listening to you.
Okay.
But really speak your mind. Say exactly what you're thinking, exactly what you're feeling, and make them hear you. And
well,
when you find your voice and you're able to speak up, everything's going to go so much better.
Yeah, I know. But I feel like I need to ask for a raise or something different for what I'm making right now. But
do
I want to get the results first. I want to get the results first.
And before you go in and ask for your raise, practice in front of the mirror. And even if you have to use, you know, record your voice on the...
I'm going to wait for get the results first and then ask for the raise.
Okay. But like I said, practice before you actually go in so you can have your wording exactly right and make them listen to why you deserve this raise. Not why you want it, why you deserve it. And when you can get your voice heard, you're going to get everything that you want and need.
Yep.
But work on clearing your throat chakra.
Why did my supervisor like change my title in an email? Meanwhile, my title wasn't supervisory. It's just the title, but she added supervisor to it.
Because she can see your potential. Even though you're not seeing it, others around you are seeing it. So that's one of the things you have to work on with your confidence in your voice.
Okay, maybe take some singing classes.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That might work. Lynn, what do you have for Lisa? Because we're running really tight right now.
Yeah, we are. But you know what, Sue? I practically got the same thing. I also put down the throat chakra being a little blocked up there because you need to speak your truth and stand up for yourself. I know that's scary, but it's even scarier to give your power away all the time, okay? You are entitled to your full power as a human being on this earth. I get a yes to the accredited, which I can still not pronounce, but don't worry about nice. You are nice, but don't be, like, nice can work against you, okay? And I think, like, some singing lessons, some public speaking lessons, anything like that, but don't give your power away, okay? You've got it going on, and don't let people, like, talk you down. What Sue was saying about the throat chakra, you're not speaking your truth. And that's, you're perfectly okay to do that. Don't be afraid to do that. People will respond to your confidence. So even if you have to fake it until you make it. And, because you don't need to be too nice. Okay? You are already nice. And that's
right,
what I have
right.
for you, Lisa. Okay?
That's true.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. It's a cultural, don't worry about it. We all kind of had to fight that a little bit. But you're nice without being a pushover, okay? You don't need to be a pushover.
Okay.
All right. It's going to be okay. It really is.
Yeah, they're going to change my desk and stuff, and I have to sit somewhere else during. I hope I get my own office back. That's the other thing. Like, she wants me to move out of my office for this accreditation, and I don't want to lose my.
Speak your truth quietly and clearly, but speak your truth. Okay?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
you don't have
it.
To yell
Thank
or
you.
Be mean. Yeah, just tell the truth as you see it. Okay, we're probably going to get cut off, so can I just announce the shows tomorrow, Sue?
You absolutely can.
Okay, tomorrow night, DC Love and Eileen Powers are on Angel Antics at 5 p.m. PST, 7 Central, and 8 p.m. EST. And Friday night is Jan Drake Bakke, Ryan Adragna, and Shannon Johnson on Enter the Light. And that's, again, 5 p.m. PST, 7 p.m. CST, and 8 p.m. EST. Call up and get some more readings and find out how fabulous these guys are. And join the Sacred Embers group on Facebook if you like. You can just click the link on the show link if you want, and it'll take you right to it. So, Sue, I think that was pretty good.
I think it was fabulous.
There you go. Well, until next week, we thank you all for calling in. And really, I had a great night tonight. Did you?
I had a wonderful night. Wonderful night.
Right.
So much love.
Beautiful. Oh, yeah. Here's our song. Have a beautiful night.